BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News.
To mark the 50th anniversary of the Southern Vietnam's liberation and national reunification, as well as the 139th International Workers' Day, the 1st of May, Bình Định's Department of Cultural Sports and Tourism, in organization of vibrant cultural sports and tourism activities across the province. On the evening of the 1st of May, the 2nd Bình Định Culinary Cultural Festival will open and run until the 3rd of May, featuring 55 booths showcasing local cuisine, OCOP products, and tourism promotion displays. On the evening of the 4th of May, a special art performance commemorating 50 years of Vietnamese literature and arts since reunification will take place at the Bình Định Provincial Conference Center. Meanwhile, on the 1st and the 2nd of May, the department will collaborate with the Railway Transport Corporation and FLC Quy Nhơn Golf and Resort to operate trial tourist train routes between Quy Nhơn and Yêu Trì Station under the theme Cultural Journey to the Land of Martial Arts. From the 2nd to the 3rd of May, the An Lão Trail 2025 will be held in An Toàn Cần Mưu, An Lão District, organized by Secret Sport Events Joy Stop Comedy in coordinating with the District People's Committee. The race is expected to attract around 1,200 participants.
At its 23rd session, the 13th People's Council of Bình Định Province passed a resolution approving a provincial budget allocation to support the Quy Nhơn Pleiku Expressway Investment Project. Under the resolution, Bình Định will contribute 750 billion VND from its medium-term public investment plan for 2021-2025. The funds will be reallocated from infrastructure projects related to land development, resettlement areas, compensation and site clearance for other provincial initiatives. The Quy Nhơn Pleiku Expressway project is expected to cost approximately 43,510 billion dong with a desired speed of 100 km per hour. The investment proposal is scheduled to be submitted to the National Assembly for approval in May 2025, with construction set to begin later that year and completion target for 2029.
Chairman of the Bình Định People's Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn has signed decision number 1422 approving the province plan to reduce processing time and compliance costs for 407 administrative procedures with actual transaction records. The average reduction across the province reached over 43.8%, surpassing the government's assistance target of 30% by 13.8%, and outlined in Resolution Number 66, dated March 26, 2025, on simplifying administrative procedures for business activities in 2025-2026.
The People's Committee of Bình Định Cần Mưu Phú Mỹ District held a ceremony to receive the official decision recognizing the commune as meeting the advanced new rural standards in 2024. Following its initial designation as a new rural commune in 2015, Bình Định has continued to mobilize resources to improve infrastructure, foster socio-economic development, and raise local incomes and living standards. By 2024, the commune had fulfilled all 19 criteria under the national set of criteria for advanced new rural communes for the 2021-2025 period. On April 22, the chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee issued decision number 1387, officially recognizing Mỹ Trinh as an advanced new rural commune for the current phase. And that's the end of the show today. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.